Now time for locker room chat. I'm joined by Valley Heights girls and basketball coach Jordan Brosterman after a pair of games from this past week, a pair of victories. First of all, coach, congrats on the wins. First, let's start off with your game against Axel. You guys won that one 47-31. Your overall thoughts?
Yeah, that was a tough, hard-fought game. Axel's a physical team. They play tough. They hit some shots against us early, and so it was tight at halftime. And we came out and had a good start to the second half and got a little bit of breathing room, but, you know, Axel hung around and fought hard throughout the night. But girls did what they needed to do to come out with a win.
Yeah, they certainly did. And you guys defensively shut them down, and they were able to, you guys kept them to under 35 points. What were some things that were going right for you guys on defense?
Well, I think we were matching their physicality to a certain extent, and we pressured the ball well and got out and played some good man-to-man defense. So I think our kids were just focused that night. They moved well on the floor. We kind of kept our hands off, so we didn't put them at the free throw line too much, and played overall pretty disciplined.
And then last night you guys went at home against Lynn, and it was the second time you guys beat them, both times by less than 10, so both pretty close matchups. You guys matched up well with the Bulldogs. Your overall thoughts on that victory?
It was a good game, and both teams fought hard in that one. We have some matchup problems with Lynn because they have such nice size inside, so I felt like our girls did a good job of being aggressive and physical against that and, you know, working hard for position. But, you know, Lynn's a good team, and they've got some nice pieces, so we knew it was going to be a dogfight throughout the night, and that's kind of what it turned into. And luckily, we were on the positive end of the scoreboard at the end of the night.
And now you guys go to Centralia coming up on Friday. We'll be there for that game on KMZA. Should be a good one. Should be a lot of fun. And this is a team that you guys defeated 42-24 in the final game of the TVL tournament. But that was a team that was not quite full strength. So how are you anticipating this team to come out against you guys?
Well, now we fully expect Centralia to play well and be up to speed. And I'm sure they play good in their home court, and looks like they're playing better now. So I think we just got them in the right moment in the tournament. I don't think that's truly that score is truly reflective of how they are as a team. It's another tough battle in the league, and that's how it is night in, night out. So one that we just need to come out and play disciplined and play smart and kind of understand what we need to do defensively to try to stop some of their weapons and, you know, do our best and see what we can do. And, you know, it's a game we look forward to, and we just kind of want to feel like we're moving in the right direction. We just kind of need to keep the ball rolling forward.
Yeah, it should be a fun one. And I look forward to it coming up on Friday right here on KMZA, Valley Heights in Centralia. Be sure to catch that one. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it. Best of luck.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
That was Valley Heights girls and basketball coach Jordan Brosterman here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies. Stay tuned, because coming up next, we'll talk to Valley Heights boys and basketball coach Cale Green.